Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm Darren Ferrell here with the Sports News. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. And we'll start with Gaelic Games. Today, a very significant day for the redevelopment of Casement Park. The British government are going to announce later today whether they'll make a financial contribution towards that redevelopment work. This is part of a review which they're looking at public service and infrastructure budgets over the next couple of years. Our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey, joins me now. Have you got good news for us, Marty? Are we finally going to see this Casement Park come to life?
Well, Darren, there is no doubt that today is an important day for Casement Park, for Antrim GAA, and indeed for Ulster GAA. We'll find out later today what the UK government are willing to give or not give. And depending on the shortfall, either Northern Ireland, Dublin or the GAA, or indeed perhaps a combination of all three, will have to put in more money. It's either that or else the project may have to be scaled back substantially. The current estimated cost of rebuilding Casement Park in Belfast is between 270 and 300 million, including the cost of clearing the site, which is 30 million. To date, the funding promise is just over 60 million from the Stormont Executive, which goes back some time, 40 million from the Irish government and 15 million from the GAA. That's 115 million approximately. So there is a considerable shortfall as it stands right now based on the figures I've outlined. Every month the project is delayed, sees costs rise by 140,000, or indeed, to put it another way, Darren, 1.5 million per year. Should new planning permission be needed, then that process would delay the project by a further 4 to 5 years. I do believe that the GAA will meet on Friday to discuss their options, depending, of course, on what happens today. The project will also be the focus of further talks between Sinn Féin and the DUP, with the DUP seeking similar funding for the development of infrastructure projects across both soccer and rugby. It is anticipated that there will be an announcement from the UK government regarding Casement Park sometime before or around lunchtime today.
OK, Marty, thank you for that update. The Republic of Ireland men's team brought the curtain down on their season with a scoreless draw away to Luxembourg in an international friendly. And we won't sugarcoat it here on the programme this morning. It was not a good spectacle, and maybe we should just leave it at that. Next up, the all-important World Cup qualifying campaign at home with Hungary on the 6th of September.
It's going to be really quick.
That is coming.
Six games in 3 months, and then
it's
all
going
over.
To be like. Do you know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like one of these under 12 blitzes played off over a weekend. That's how quick it's.
And
going
the
to
reality
be.
Is, if we don't beat Hungary in the first game, we're
yeah,
in trouble.
But the I'm going to be very positive. If we get two positive results in those two games against Armenia and Hungary, we're looking good. We're looking good. Let's hear from the Irish captain, Nathan Collins. He admitted to Tony O'Donoghue that he didn't want this to be a typical end of season friendly the way it turned out to be.
That's what was pretty annoying, because we didn't want to make it that game. We wanted to give it that feel of a competitive game and play how we're going to play in September and get after people and be aggressive and press and our passing and getting at teams, you know. And that's where it's frustrating. But yeah, it turned out to be a bit more passive than it should have been.
But you spoke about this at the press conference yesterday. There's genuine momentum, it seems, and an improvement in the squad now.
Yeah, I think a big thing to take from is that game was nowhere near our best. We know what we can do, but the fact we still keep a clean sheet, we created chances and we come away with a draw, it's not what we want, but at the end of the day, if we're going to perform like that and still get a result, we'll take them.
Yeah, Northern Ireland beat Iceland 1-0 in their friendly, and if you think, I'm not going to say we were bad, but England were
compared
bad last
England.
Night. They were bad.
And this is after their narrow 1-0 win against Andorra.
So Senegal, who we drew with, they lost 3-1 last night. England booed off the field at the City Ground in Nottingham, and in fact, quite nasty scenes, actually. Supporters getting very, very, what's the best word, just very nasty stuff actually going on with the players and stuff. So that's England. The Irish under-21s held to a scoreless draw against Qatar. That's their final game ahead of the all-important European qualifiers in September. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry will play together in the opening two rounds of the US Open this week. The first round tomorrow gets underway, 12:40 Irish time. Now, Rory has had his challenges on the course since his Masters win. Some of that down to a change in equipment. His driver considered non-conforming after a routine inspection ahead of the US PGA Championship. But he's also admitted he struggled to find some motivation he had in the early part of the year. So he's been speaking with Greg Allen, and Greg started by talking to him about finally settling on a driver which he feels is right for one of the most demanding courses in golf.
I certainly feel better about it now than I did on Friday night. So yeah, I did a good bit of work over the weekend. Feel like I'm in a good spot with it. So practice rounds and driving ranges are a bit different than tournament golf. So, but I'm slowly building confidence with it, which I think is a good thing.
this is an event you've come so close to winning. Your motivation levels, you've spoken about them somewhat being a questionable part of your psyche since the Masters. The US Open requires full attention. What's your attitude towards Oakmont, the ultimate US Open test probably?
Yeah, it is. You have to have a ton of patience, and then you just have to be unbelievably accepting of whatever happens. I obviously want to play well here. I didn't like what happened last year. I didn't like what happened in LACC, you know, and I feel like I'm playing US Open golf and venues much better at this point in my career than I ever have. So I don't want to go in there feeling like I want revenge or want, I just want to go out and play my golf. And, you know, if I can do that and hit the shots and stay patient, you know, hopefully I'll be, you know, there on Sunday with a chance.
Just finally, are you absolutely in that sharp territory that you've been for the 10 years up to the Masters? And as you have had your celebrations and now you've got to get back into that zone.
Yeah, I probably don't feel quite as good as I felt going into the Masters. And, you know, I was on a great run of golf where I won at Pebble Beach and the Players. But I feel, you know, again, like I had a good weekend at home where I did some really good practice and feel like I figured out some things. So, you know, we'll see on Thursday. But, you know, I'm encouraged with how everything's shaping up. So, you know, hopefully it's a good week.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'll finish on this. He admitted in his press conference yesterday he played this course, Oakmont, on the 2nd of June, just before he missed the cut in Canada. He had an 11 over par 81. So let's hope things are looking a little bit better for the week ahead. That's your sport for now.
Rory and his psyche. Darren, thank you. It's, what time is it now? 8:45.